In the holy name of Jesus, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
Once again, I give thanks to God for assembling our brothers and sisters on the Sabbath to worship Him.
我再次的感谢神，聚集我们弟兄姐妹一起在安息日来到神的面前敬拜神。
We pray that His grace and His love shall always be with us.
我们求主的爱、主的恩典常常跟我们同在。
We hope that by His mercy and the power of the Spirit, all of us can be transformed through the Word of God.
我们希望借着主的怜悯和圣灵的能力，我们每个人都被神所改变。
I will talk about one of the themes in this spiritual convocation, that is heavenly matters.
我再次提到我们这一次灵恩会的其中的一个主题之一，就是求上面的事。
We first turn to the book of Colossians.
请看哥罗西书。
The book of Colossians, chapter 3.
请看哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
请看哥罗西书第三章。
We read verse 1 to verse 3.
我们读一到三节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 3.
哥罗西书三章一到三节。
If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Verse 2.
第二节。
Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 3.
第三节。
For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in you, in God.
三章第一节。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Here it talks about things above and things on earth.
这里讲到上面的事和地上的事。
As Christians, our objective.Should be seeking after things above.
作为基督徒，我们的目标必须是寻求上面的事。
In my sermons, I will try to make a distinction between things above and things below.
在我的讲道里面，我会将这个上面的事和地上的事给区别开来。
One other issue that I would address is, can it be possible for us to seek after things below, even after our conversion?
我其中讲的一个主题，就是在我们信主之后，我们是不是还能够求在地上的事。
And the other thing is, we need to understand, if we have been pursuing things below, things of the earth, how can we change ourselves, so that we can be in pursuit of things above?
另外一个方面就是说，如果我们信主之后，我们还求这地上的事，我们是不是同时能够求天上的事？
Can we change ourselves so that we can be in pursuit of things above?
是不是我们能够改变，然后我们可以求上面的事呢？
We read the verse, chapter 3, verse 1 again.
我们再读这个三章的第一节。
If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God.
这里说，你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Why should we seek the things above?
为什么我们要求在上面的事呢？
I think the reason here given by Paul is very clear.
这里保罗告诉我们这个的原因非常的明白。
Because we have been raised together with Christ.
因为我们是跟基督一同复活了。
When have we been raised with Christ?
我们什么时候跟基督一同复活了呢？
As we know that after we have been baptized, or in baptism,
就像我们所知道的，
we were raised with Christ.
在我们受洗的时候，我们已经跟基督一同复活了。
So when we are raised with Christ, we become a new creature.
所以当我们跟基督一同复活了之后，我们就成为新造的人。
And the Bible says we are now sitting at the right hand of God according to Ephesians.
这里是根据以弗所书所说的是，我们已经坐在天上了。
We can see this in both chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Ephesians.
我们可以在以弗所书的一章和二章里面可以看到。
So after baptism, there is a change of status.
所以在受洗之后，我们的身份已经改变了。
Previously, we did not belong to God.
在这之前，我们并不是属于基督。
After our conversion, we belong to Jesus Christ.
在我们这个受洗之后，我们已经改变了，跟属于基督。
We are given this a very precious status.
我们已经给了这个非常宝贵的身份。
That is the status of being a child of God.
这个身份就是成为神的儿女。
So we need to treasure the status that we have from Jesus Christ.
所以我们要非常珍惜这个从主耶稣所来的身份。
And if you read this passage again carefully in from verse 1 to verse 3.
如果我们再仔细地读这个哥罗西书三章一到三节
Here it says you have died
这里说你们已经死了
And your life is hidden with Christ in God
你们的生命与基督已经藏在神里面
Now when we say that we have died
当我们说我们已经死了 跟基督已经死了
What does it mean here?
这里的意思是什么呢
We know that after baptism
我们知道在受洗之后
When we came up from the water
当我们从水里上来
We remain alive
我们还是活着
Physically speaking, we are still alive
从肉体的角度来讲我们还活着
Why is it that Paul says we have died?
但是保罗为什么说你们已经死了呢
Died to what?
向什么死呢
I think there are a few points that I would like to bring to your attention
这里有几点我想跟大家分享一下
We first turn to Romans chapter 6
请看罗马书第六章
Romans chapter 6
请看罗马书第六章
We read verse 7 to verse 10
请读七到十节
Romans chapter 6 verse 7 to verse 10
罗马书第六章七到十节
For he who has died has been freed from sinNow, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over him. Verse 10. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lived to God.
罗马书六章七节，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。
Here Paul explained a very simple spiritual understanding to the believers at Rome.
这里保罗向罗马教会的信徒解释了一个非常简单的属灵上的我们要明白的事情。
He who has died has been freed from sin.
已死的人是已经脱离了罪
Today we have died with Christ
今天我们已经跟基督同死了
So spiritually speaking we are freed from sin
所以从属灵上来讲我们是向罪死了
We know that when Christ died he died to sin
我们知道当基督死的时候他是向罪死的
But because of the power of the spirit he was raised from death
但是因为圣灵的能力他从死里复活了
That's why Paul says death no longer has dominion over Jesusover the physical body of Jesus Christ
所以圣经上保罗说这个死不在基督的身上做完了
and this is a wonderful news to all of us who believe in Jesus Christ
这个是对我们相信主的人来说是一个非常奇妙的信息
because we believe that by participating in the death of Jesus we shall be free from sin
我们知道说当我们跟基督一同死的时候我们就跟基督一样是向罪死了
so by the power of the Spirit we shall be able to live a lifeOf victory.
所以借着圣灵的能力，我们能够过着一种得胜的生活。
This is how our status is being changed.
这就是我们的身份是怎么样的改变。
Previously, we belonged to the world.
以前我们属于这世界。
Because we are seeking after sinful things.
因为我们所寻求的是这种罪恶的事情。
But by the mighty power of Christ.
但是借着基督的能力。
We have been raised.
我们已经从死里复活了。
So our life that we now have.Is no longer our own life.
所以我们今天所拥有的生命不再是我们自己所有的生命。
The life that we live now, we should live in Christ.
我们今天所过的生活要过着在基督里的生活。
So if we talk about things above,
所以当我们讲到说上面的事情的时候
I believe the first thing that we need to look at is how we live our life.
我们所寻求的第一件事情就是我们要怎样过着我们的生活。
We need to think about the things that we have done.
我们要想一下我们所做的事情。
Do they pertain to sin?
这个是跟罪有关系的吗？
We know that we have been given the power and capacity to be free from sin.
我们知道我们已经有这种的能力能够跟罪脱离。
If today we still live in sin.
今天如果我们还是过着一种罪恶的生活。
Then we are not we are not in heaven. We are not sitting together with Christ.
我们今天就不再是跟基督一同坐在天上。
We can be Christian, we can be in the church, we can worship, we can pray to him.
我们可以作为基督徒，我们可以坐在教会，我们可以祷告，我们可以来聚会。
But in the eyes of God, we are still of the world.
但是在神的眼中，我们还是活在这世界上的人。
So if we have been transformed,
所以如果我们真的是已经被改变
，then we must make sure that we have died to sin.
我们一定要肯定我们已经是像罪死了。
Just like Christ did.
就像主耶稣所做的。
The second thing,
第二件事情。
We turn to Galatians chapter 2.
请看哥罗西书第二章。加拉太书第二章。
We turn to Galatians chapter 2 verse 19.
请看加拉太书二章的十九节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 19.
加拉太书二章十九节。
For I through the law died to the law that I might live to God.
我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以像神活着。
Here Paul said to the members in the churches at Galatia.
这里保罗对加拉太教会的信徒说
that he through the law died to the law.
他因为律法像律法死了。
That he might live to God.
这样就他就可以像神活着。
What was he saying?
他到底在讲什么？
What is he talking about here?
他到底是跟我们告诉我们什么样的信息呢？
We know that the law is important to us.
我们知道律法对我们来说是重要的。
Why should we die to the law?
为什么我们要像律法死呢？
So that we can live to God.
这样我们就可以像神活着的呢？
I think to understand this verse, we need to first understand the confusion that had been happened in the church at Galatia.
如果我们要了解这句话的意思，我们要就要知道说，在加拉太教会当时所发生的一些混乱的事情。
There have been some Jewish believers who claim that believers must rely on the law for salvation.
因为当时有一些犹太人的信徒说，我们要得救必须靠着律法。
They hold on tightly to the law.
他们持守律法。他们想不靠基督，只是靠着律法得救。
That has been the problem in the church then.
这是当时教会的一个问题。
So Paul explained to them.
所以保罗就向他们解释。
Through the law, he died.
借着律法他死了。
Meaning that a person cannot rely on the law alone to be saved.
意思就是告诉我们说，一个人不能够只是单靠着律法而得救。
The law points out our sin.
律法告诉我们什么是罪。
The law is spiritual, no doubt about that.
这个律法是属灵的，这是毫无疑问的。
But the law cannot provide salvation.
但是这个律法不能够叫我们得救。
Now we know that the Jews held on dearly to the law.
我们知道犹太人是非常的这个看重律法，而且持守律法。
If you put this in our context today.
如果我们今天把这个放在我们今天的属灵生活当中。
It seems that we hold on to certain things in our life.
在我们的生活当中，可能我们是坚守某一种东西。
Maybe more important than our belief in Jesus Christ.
可能对我们来说，这个东西比我们相信基督更重要。
If we can summarize this verse.
如果我们可以把这句话做了一个总结
or paraphrase it slightly,
或者我们把这个给它具体的分析一下
I through the law
我因律法
die to myself
向我自己是死的
that I might live to God
这样我就可以向神活着
so as Christians
所以作为一个基督徒
we must learn to die to ourselves
我们必须学会向自己死
make sure that we have died to ourselves
我们首先要保证说我已经对我自己死了
so that we might live to God
这样的话我就可以向神活着
we want to live for God
当然我们希望说我们为主而活
we have been told that we need to live for God
我们也被告诉说我们要向神活着。
In fact, this is required of us.
这个当然是对我们的要求。
Many a time we find that we cannot do it.
很多的时候我们发现说我们做不到。
Because we have not died to ourselves.
因为我们没有向自己死。
The I is still in control.
我自己还是在里面做主。
That's why we cannot live for God or live to God.
这样的话我们就不能够为主而活或者是向主而活。
So when we talk about seeking things above,
所以当我们讲到说我们要寻求上面的事情的时候
then the I must be put to death.
所以必须把我自己定死。
Only then Christ can be manifested in our life.
只有这样的话基督才能够在我们身上显大。
This is a very simple message.
这是一个非常 简单的信息。
I believe you and I find it very difficult to do.
但是我发现说你跟我都发现很难去做。
Sometimes people cannot see Christ in us.
有的时候人家在我们身上看不到基督。
It's not that we don't want to live for Christ.
这不是说我们不想活出基督。
But rather the I within has not died.
原因是因为我在里面还没有死。
We still hold on to our own will, our own ideas.
我们还是坚守我自己的意见，我自己的想法。
Just like the Jewish believers at the time.
就像当时的犹太人所做的。
They held on to the law, thinking that the law can save them apart from Christ.
他们坚守律法，因为他们认为说律法可以让他们得救。
Let's look at another point.
我们再看另外一点。
We turn to Colossians.
请看哥罗西书
Colossians chapter 2
请看哥罗西书第二章
Colossians chapter 2
哥罗西书第二章
We read verse 20
请看第二十节
Colossians chapter 2 verse 20
哥罗西书二章二十节
Therefore if you died with Christ from the basic principle of the world why as though living in the world do you subject yourself to regulations?
你们若是与基督同死，脱离了世上的小学，为什么能像在世之中活着，付出那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的规条呢？
Here is another problem that we can see.
这里我们可以看到另外的一个问题。
The members at this church here, they have believed in Jesus.
这个教会的信徒，当然他们已经相信了主耶稣基督。
But they have not died with Christ from the basic principle of the world.
但是他们没有跟基督同时脱离世上的小学。
They still held on to a certain set of rules in their life.
他们还是坚守在生活当中的一些的规条。
Sometimes when we preach to other people,
有的时候当我们向人传福音的时候
they can be from different religions,
他们可能是从不同的这种宗教背景来的
or from other denominations,
或者是从基督教的其他的教派来的
when they first heard the word of God,
当他们听到神的话语
they embrace the word of God with open arms,
他们当然非常愿意接受神的话语
but after they have been baptized in the church,
但是当他们受洗之后
if they have not removed all the past belief,
但如果他们在他们的思想当中没有将过去的东西给抛掉的话
you see that gradually this past belief will begin to emerge in their Christian life.
我们就发现说慢慢的他们过去的一些思想或者认识在他们的生活当中会慢慢的表明出来
they will even try to introduce this idea to the church.
甚至他们想将这些过去的东西在教会里面可以实现出来。
It's not that they want to harm the church or what.
这不是说他们想破坏教会。
But rather because in their ignorance.
因为在他们的内心里面。
They have not died completely with Christ from their previous faith.
他们没有跟基督跟过去的他们的一些认识完全的死掉。
That's why recently we realized that it is important for us to tell them exactly what they have to do.Especially for new converts.
这就是最近我们发现说，对一些新受洗人来说，我们要告诉他们说，像过去的东西要完全的抛弃。
If you have made up your mind to accept the church.
如果你已经决定说接受教会。
To be part of a member of the true Jesus church.
你要作为真教会的一个信徒。
So when you come into the church community.
所以当你来到教会这个团体的时候
forget about your past belief.
你就要忘记过去的一些事情。
You must forget about your past practices.
你要忘记过去的你做的一些事情。
Don't bring them into the church.
不要把这些东西带来现在的教会里面。
Because these are just like the basic principle of the world.
这些就像这个世界上的一些基本的一些规条。
We know that the church is the body of Christ.
我们知道教会是基督的身体。
The church is to be ruled by the principle, is to be governed by the principle of God and not human principle.
教会是应该用神的规条来控制，而不是用人的规条来掌握。
We know that we have our own culture and our own set of practices in life.
我们知道每个人都有自己的文化背景或者自己的一些在思想上的认识。
Sometimes some of the cultures are not harmful to the church.
有的时候我们有一些的文化对教会并不是能够造成破坏性的。
Sometimes we see that some of the cultures are not bad in themselves, but they can create.Confusion within the church when being practiced.
我们知道说有一些文化它本身不是坏的，但是当它带到教会来的时候，会在教会里面引起纷乱。
One of the examples is in Romans chapter 14.
其中的一个例子就是在罗马书的第十四章。
How these people introduce their previous practice or practices into the faith?
这些信徒呢，怎样将他们过去的一些所做的事情带来到现在的教会里面？
And as a result, we see that there's some division in the church.
所以结果就是教会里面造成了一些不同的意见和纷争。
So when we talk about pursuing things above,
所以当我们谈到说要寻求上面的事情
then it is important, it is required of us to forget about our own belief.
所以就要求说我们要放弃过去的信仰。
And to forget aboutWhat we think is right.
要放弃我们过去认为是正确的事情。
And to adopt what the Bible teaches.
我们要接受教这个圣经上所教训我们的。
Only that in this way we can progress together.
只有这样的话，我们才能够一同长进。
We can turn to First Thessalonians.
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
If we have died with Christ.
如果我们跟基督已经一同死了。
Then what should we do?
我们要怎么做呢？
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
We read verse 10.
请读第十节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 10.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十节。
Who died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him.
他替我们死，叫我们醒着睡着都与他同活。
Here it says we should live together with him.
这里说我们要跟他同活。
Who is the master here?
谁是这里的主人呢？
Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
Because he has saved us.
因为他已经拯救了我们。
Because he allowed us to die to him.
因为他让我们跟他一同死。
So that we can live together with him.
所以这样我们就能够跟他一同活。
So within this community of faith.
所以在这个信仰的团体里面。
We must pursue to live together with Christ.
我们要追求着跟基督一同活。
Obviously we can elaborate on this.
很明显的我们这里可以做一下解释。
To live with Christ means in all things that we do for Christ and we do for the good of the church.
跟基督一同活就是说我们所做的我们所做的一些事情都是为了这个
We do it for Christ and for the good of the church.
我们为基督而做，而且为教会的好处而做。
This is how we can live together with him.
这就是我们怎么样的跟基督一同活。
Sometimes we struggle to do this.
有的时候我们发现说这个很难。
This is not just your struggle.
这个不是我们自己的难，我们的难处。
In fact, this is everyone's struggle.
这是每个人的难处。
But we know that.With the help of God, we can perfect ourselves.
但是我们发现说，靠着神的带领，我们可以不断的来追求完全。
I want you to read First Peter chapter 2.
我们请看彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
Here Peter explained it more clearly.
这里彼得讲得更加的清楚。
First Peter chapter 2, we read verse 24.
请看彼得前书二章二十四节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 24.
彼得前书二章二十四节。
Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed.
彼得前书二章二十四节，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，所以我们自然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，我们便得了医治。
Here Peter says, we might live for righteousness.
这里彼得告诉我们说要在义上活。
And this coincided with the teachings of Paul in Romans chapter 6.
这跟保罗在罗马书第六章的教导是一致的。
That after our conversion, we become vessels of righteousness. Instruments of righteousness.
在我们相信了主的以后，我们就成为义的工具。
We are not instruments of sin.
我们就不再成为罪的工具。
These are some basic principles.
这是一些很基本的原则。
Now there is a very important question we need to ask.
现在有一个很重要的问题我们要问自己。
How do we know that now we live for Christ? We are living for Christ.
我们今天怎么知道说我们是为基督而活呢？
What does it mean to live for Christ? To seek the things above?
或者意思就或者另外一个意思就是说，我们为基督而活，我们怎么寻求上面的事情呢？
Does it mean that seeking the things above only confined to praying, worshiping, and preaching the gospel?
寻求上面的事，意思就是说，我们这个祷告，我们传福音呢？
If I ask you a question,
如果我问大家一个问题，
What about playing table tennis?
在教会里面打乒乓球怎么样？
Do you think is things above or things below?
这个是上面的事还是地上的事呢？
Like if tonight I go out with a group of youth for a meal.
或者说今天晚上我跟一些年轻的弟兄姐妹一起出去吃饭呢？
What do you think?
大家怎么认为呢？
Am I seeking the things above or am I seeking the things on earth?
我是在寻求上面的事还是在寻求地上的事呢？
I think the concept must be right here.
这里的观念要非常的清楚。
Does it mean that every day if I preach, I'm seeking after the things above?
是不是说我每一天传福音我就是在寻求上面的事情呢？
I think the Bible has given us clear distinction.
这里圣经告诉我们非常明显的区别。
I want you to read James, chapter 3.
请大家读雅各书第三章。
Here it roughly gives us an idea.
这里给我们一个
the concept of being above.
这里告诉我们一个概念，就是说什么是上面的事情。
Return to James.
请看雅各书第三章。
James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章。
We read verse 15.
请读第十五节。
Verse 15.
雅各书三章十五节。
This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic.
这样的智慧不是从上头来的，而是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。
Verse 17 and verse 18.
十七节、十八节。
But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Verse 18. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
三章十七节，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温柔良顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。
Two types of wisdom are being mentioned here.
这里讲到两种的智慧。
One is from below.
一个是地上的智慧。
Which is earthly.
就是属地的。
Sensual and demonic.
是属于情欲、属鬼魔的。
The other one is from above.
另一种是从上头来的智慧。
What is from above?
什么是从上头来的呢？
Or rather, what is the manifestation of being from above?
这个种智慧怎么样的表明出来呢？
It's first pure.
首先必须是清洁的
and peaceable,
然后是和平的
gentle,
温柔柔顺的
to yield,
这个有怜悯的
full of mercy,
并且蛮有怜悯的
and good fruits,
并且能够结出善果的
and then it's able to bear the fruits of righteousness,
并且能够用和平栽种结出的义果。
This is how the Bible makes a distinction between what is above and what is below.
这就是圣经告诉我们说什么是属天的，什么是属地的。
Today if I have a table tennis match or game.
今天如果我们教会里面有一个这个乒乓球的比赛。
My intention is very clear.
我的动机是很明显的。
Because I want to associate with the members.
因为我想跟同龄团契。
I want to get to know them better.
我想对大家认识更多。
It comes from a pure heart.
这是从清洁的心出来的。
This is things above.
这个是上面的事情。
Obviously, we should not.You know, play table tennis during service time.
当然我们在聚会的时候不能够打乒乓球。
But our intention is very important here.
但是我们的想法是很重要的。
Let's say we go out for a meal.
好像说我们出去大家吃一顿。
We invite some youth to come.
我们邀请一些年轻的弟兄姐妹一起来。
Our intention is very clear.
我们的这种动机是很清楚的。
Because we want to bring back some of the lost sheep.
因为我们想将一些迷养带回来。
We want to speak to some of them who have.With some problems in life.
我们想对一些其中在生活上有一些小问题的弟兄姐妹跟他们沟通一下。
You see that this is acceptable.
这个是可以接受的。
Our intention transform the work into something which is spiritual.
我们的想法让一些做的事情可以变成一些属灵的事情。
It becomes something from above.
这就变成了一些从上头来的事情。
Why? Because it's come from a pure heart, a good heart.
为什么呢？因为这是从一种清洁的心、好的心、善良的心出来的。
On the contrary.
相反的。
Today if I preach,
今天如果我在传福音。
But I preach not with a good intention.
但是我传福音的时候不是带着一个好的目的。
I preach because I want to let you know how well versed I am.
我传福音的目的只是想说让你们看一下我讲的有多好。
You see how much I know about the scriptures.
你们看一下我对圣经有多么的熟悉。
We know that preaching in itself is a spiritual work.
我们知道传福音的工作本身是一个属灵的工作。
It's a mission given by God.
这个是神交托给我们的使命。
But because of my intention.
但是因为我里面的动机。
But my intention is not pure.
我的动机不是清洁的。
I actually turn the spiritual work into something earthly.
我将这个属灵的事情变成一个属世的事情。
That's why when you read the Old Testament scriptures.
所以当我们看这个旧约的时候。
This has been the downfall of many believers at the time.
这个就变成了很多当时的一些人失败的原因。
Because they turn something which is good into something which is earthly.
因为他们将一些好的事情变成了一些不好的事情。
Why? It has a lot to do with their motive and the way they conduct themselves.
这跟他们里面的动机和跟他们怎么做出来有关系。
We turn to the book of Isaiah.
请看以赛亚书。
The book of Isaiah chapter 1.
请看以赛亚书第一章。
We read verse 12.
请看十二节。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 12 and verse 13.
以赛亚书一章十三节。
When you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand, to trample my court, bring no more futile sacrifices. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons, the Sabbath, and the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure iniquities and a sacred meeting.
以赛亚书一章十二节，你们来朝见我，谁向你们讨这些呢？使你们践踏我的宴宇呢？十三节，你们不要再献虚浮的公物。香瓶是我所憎恶的，月朔和安息律并宣召的大会也是我所憎恶的，做罪孽又守严肃会，我也不能容忍。
Now, who has given the command to the people to offer sacrifices to God?
谁叫当时的这些人要向神献祭呢？
God himself.
就是神自己。
God told Moses.
神告诉摩西
to instruct the believers to offer sacrifices to him.
告诉以色列人要向他来献祭。
Who has given the commands to ask the people to keep the new moons and the Sabbath?
谁告诉以色列人必须守月数和安息律呢？
And to gather them in assembly.
并且要开这个宣召的大会呢？
It is God himself.
也是神自己。
And here God said, forget about what you have done.
神说这些事情都不要做了。
But why?
为什么呢？
Because the motive is not right.
因为他们的动机不是正确的。
Their life is not right.
他们的生活不是正确的。
They have changed what is spiritual into something what is earthly.
他们将一些属灵的事情变成一些属世的事情。
That's why the Lord said to them.
所以神对他们说，
Bring no more of these sacrifices to me.
不要再向我献祭了。
You are trembling my court.
你们是践踏我的宴宇。
They were supposed to be there to build up the court, to offer sacrifices to God.
他们应该是聚集到神的面前来建立这个圣殿，来向神献祭才对。
But in actual fact,
但事实上呢？
They trampled the court.
他们是在践踏神的宴宇。
Sometimes when I look at my work,
所以的时候，当我看自己工作的时候，
like because I'm a full-time worker, I have to perform what the church has assigned me to do.
因为我是一个全职的工人，所以我必须要做教会吩咐我做的事情。
If I can classify my work into percentages.
我将我的这个工作的给分下去。
Maybe 50% or more is not divine.
可能50%或者以上的工作不是属灵的。
Because my motive is not right.
因为我的动机可能是不对的。
If we dissect our work carefully.
如果我们将我们的工作好好的分析一下，
God has given us what is spiritual and divine things above.
神交给我们的是属灵的，是天上的事情。
But we can turn them into something earthly, even sensual and demonic.
我们可能把这个事情变成一些属世的，甚至是神所憎恶的事情。
This is quite scary if you look at it carefully.
如果我们很认真看的话，这个是很可怕的事情。
Maybe God will say to us one day.
可能有一天神会对我们说，
Just like He did to the people in the time of Isaiah.
就像他对当时以赛亚先知时代的百姓说的一样。
Forget about all the work that you have done.
忘记了你们所做的一些事情。
Don't do it anymore.
不要再做这些事情了。
You are trampling my court.
你们是在践踏我的宴宇。
It's quite scary.
这个是很可怕的事情。
So if we dissect our work carefully.
所以我们要认真的分析一下我们的工作。
We ask ourselves.
我们要问我们自己。
Do we do God's work with a pure motive?
我们在做神工作的时候，是不是带着一颗清洁的心呢？
How do we carry out the work of God?
我们怎么样将这个神的工作给做出来呢？
We know it ourselves.
我们自己知道。
Maybe some of my works.
可能我做的一些工作。
When God said to me,
这个神对我说
，Look,
你自己看一下。
You see here, you want to show off.
你看这里，你是想为了表演。
And here, you are jealous of others.
这里呢，你是在妒忌别人。
Here, you accuse others.
在另外一面，你在控告别人。
All the work will be in vain.
所以所做的一切事情，一切的劳苦都变成空的。
Today we are very blessed.
今天我们是受祝福的
because God has given us the opportunity to serve him.
因为神给我们这个机会来服侍他
So the important thing is not what type of work we are doing.
所以重要的不是我们做的是什么样的工作
The important thing is that we must always transform the work of God into something spiritual.
重要的是我们要将神的工作变成一种属灵的工作
This is how we can seek the things above.
这就是我们要寻求上面的事情
So every time when we do the work of God.
所以每一次我们在做神的工作的时候
People can see the life of Christ in the work.
人可以从我们所做的工作上面看出里面
Can see all the spiritual elements in our work.
可以从我的工作里面看出里面的一些重要的部分
This is very important.
这是很重要的
Today if we do so much.
今天如果我们真的做了很多
And yet our work is mixed with impurities.
但是我们的工作里面带着不清洁的动机
Then how can we face our Lord Jesus when he comes again.
当主耶稣来的时候我们怎么样面对他呢
So it's a very serious problem.
所以这是一个很严重的问题
Serious question that we need to ask.
这也是一个很严肃的问题
It's a question that I have to answer myself all the time.
这个问题必须是我自己必须很经常要回答的问题
Comparatively speaking, it's not boasting. I do more work than you.
这个不是这种骄傲的说但是很诚实的说我做的工作可能比大家都多
Because I'm a full-time worker
因为我是一个全职的工人
I have been assigned to go everywhere to do God's work
这个教会打发我到各个地方来传福音
It's true that I've done more than you
这个是事实我可能做的比大家更多
But how much of my work is godly?
但是我所的工作到底哪一些是圣的呢
That is more important
这个是
than anything
很重要的
else.
这个是比一切东西都重要
You may not have done so much
你们可能做的没有我多
But maybe all your work is spiritual.
但是可能你们所做的事情都是属灵的。
They all belongs to heaven.
都是属天的。
Because it's come from a pure motive.
因为这是从清洁的心出来的。
So I hope that God can help us to understand this.
所以我求主帮助我们能够明白这一点。
So from today onwards.
所以从今天开始。
Not only we do God's work.
我们不单单只是做神的工作。
Not only we try our best to finish a piece of work that the church has given to us.
不单我们只是尽力做好神所交托我们的每一件事情。
What God wants to see is the intention, is the good nature that we use in performing that work.
神所要看到的就是我们里面有一个好的动机，在我们完成神工作的时候，我们真的是出一个一个善的心出来的。
Sometimes this is also my struggle.
有的时候这也是我的一种难处。
I said to God.
我向神说。
If you want me to do your work,
如果你要我做你的工作
change me first.
你首先要来改变我。
If we are not changed, then how can we do?
如果我们没有改变，我们怎么做呢？
Even we do it,
即使我们真的做出来了，
God said to us, forget it, take it back. I don't want to see all this.
神可能会说，你干脆就算了嘛，你
Because this is not spiritual, it's not the work from above, it's earthly, sensual.
因为这不是属灵的，这是属地的，这个是神所讨厌的事情。
It's very terrifying.
这个是令人可怕的一件事情。
So when you look at the parables mentioned by Jesus Christ,
所以当我们看主耶稣所讲的一个比喻的时候，
Why are these work servants are judged?
为什么这些人被审判呢？
Because they have not shown the goodness in their work.
因为在他们的工作里面，他们没有将好的东西表现出来。
So I hope that our brothers and sisters.
所以我希望说，我们在座所有的亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So from today onwards.
从今天开始。
When you serve God.
当我们在服侍神的时候。
Make sure that our hearts are pure.
首先要认识到我们的心。一定要是清洁的。
If our hearts are not right,
如果我们的心不对的话
pray for transformation first.
我们要求主来改变我们。
Sometimes I find that to do work on ourselves is more important than carrying out a divine work.
有的时候我发现说做在我们自己身上的工作比我们做出来的工作更重要。
We always think that divine work means to do church work.
我们经常说这个圣工就是做教会的工作。
But in actual fact, divine work includes improving ourselves.
但是所谓的圣工其中包含的一个内容就是我们自己要长进。
If this piece of work is not done,
如果这个工作没有做的话，
then how can we serve God?
我们怎么样来服侍神呢？
No way we can serve God.
我们没有什么方法来服侍神。
So we hope that God can help us to change.
所以我们希望说神真的可以帮助我们来改变。
Let's hope that we can change together.
我希望说我们大家一起来改变。
We can change for the better.
我们可以变得更好。
So that collectively speaking, what the church is going to do can be accepted by God.
所以总的来说，就是教会所做的一切事情是能够被神所喜悅的。
Let's say a silent prayer.